All right, back here at the Public House, Patrick, it's always fun being live out here, and we've got one of the top pitchers, I think, on this team, and you bring him in, and you know you're going to see real heat from Hunter Strickland. Nice to have you out here today. Go ahead, you can talk
about
anything.
Thank you, Marty. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you out here today, and first of all, losing 11 of 13 in a triple play last night, and you're watching the game. What do you think of that?
I mean, when things are bad, they're bad. That's for sure. It's been a rough one for sure, you know, but we're going to go out there and keep competing and having fun and, you know, just try to win some games.
Yeah, that's all you can do. You know, as I say, this season is a marathon. And for you as a pitcher, how do you feel this time of year? Because we're heading into August. And, how many games have you been in? I've been in a lot, I guess.
A few for sure. I'm not exactly sure the exact number. But I feel good. I feel ready to go. You know, I'm just healthy. That's the main key for sure.
All right, Pat, I'm getting a lot of feedback, and we're going to get this microphone straight for you. There we go. We're
going to
talk.
We've got issues going all the way to the play-by-play booth, so just bear with us. We're going to have fun either way.
Let's do it.
All right, there's Hunter Strickland. All right. I've gotten involved with a very, very nice program, and you've done some nice things, and I wanted to bring you out here so you can tell the fans about it. And it's for Rick Carone, and it's someone you met. Tell us how you met him and what you've been doing for him and how it could apply to other victims of cancer.
Right. I met Rick a couple of years ago. He used to play minor league ball for the White Sox, and then he moved into the outdoor industry, and that's how I actually met him, through the outdoor industry. We became really close friends, and I heard his story, and it just was it was touching to me, and so now he's traveling around. He's had pancreatic cancer for 3 years now, which is a blessing to a blessing in disguise, to say that, because pancreatic cancer is a tough one, and not normally, normally people don't make it 3 years, and but he's using his platform to reach out to others and to give back to the community. And so he's traveling around doing these BPs and stuff. We started last year and just trying to raise a bunch of money and give back to kids with cancer and trying to do research with cancer and, just help other families in need.
Boy, terrific. Hunter Strickland with us. And these are the parts of baseball, we go through the season and talk about everything on the field and everything going on. But when you reach out to people like this in the community and you have the ability to do it, it means a lot. Is this the first one you've gotten involved with? Have you done others?
I've done a few. We started last year, so we're doing it again this year. Or we just did it 2 days ago. I definitely see more coming in the future. Hopefully he's here to do it again next year. And then, whatever comes our way, I'm more than welcome to help.
How does someone get involved with this, Hunter? Because it allows you to raise money for him and to help him in many ways for his treatment, but for other people as well. So how do people who listen to this, and I know we have a lot that listen to it, how do they get involved?
Right. So all the money, 100% of the money is being donated to kids with cancer and research for cancer. So I actually have a link on my Instagram and Twitter account, just in the bio. So if they want to go there or on Rick's page itself, that's probably the easiest way to go about it, I guess.
So how do you like Instagram?
It's all right. Yeah, it's not bad. It gives us a chance to interact with fans and just keep up with friends and family.
All right. Do we have the link? I think I saw it in your notes here. And I'm going to pull this out here. And this is fans can support this effort by making a donation at CrowdRise. CROWD, CrowdRise, RISE.com, then /BP-4-FOR-A-Cause, CAUSE.
Nobody's going to remember that, Marty. We'll tweet it out. How about that? And they can get right to the link because you lost me.
Test me.
Go ahead, Marty, without looking. Oh, Marty's without a damn genius, too,
no,
by the way.
Without looking, forget it. It's funny. When I looked at this, I said, you want to make it a little tougher?
I agree. We'll just retweet it out and
just
go there.
We'll do that because you've got listeners on you're on Twitter as well.
I am.
Yeah, so we'll do that. Pat and I can retweet it out for you as well. But tell us about the batting practice event. That looked interesting. I saw it the other day. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. Rick came out and, he actually had a sim game with Bam Bam. So, they were out there competing, having a good time. And we actually brought another kid in that was just diagnosed with cancer not too long ago, 14 years old, a kid named Morgan here in Oakland, with bone cancer. So he actually got to hit a little bit too. So it was definitely a good time and, good to put a smile on his face for sure.
Now, do you get on the mound and throw it at all?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get to. But, I was there supporting him.
Yeah, very good. All right, Pat, now I'm going to give you my idea. Patrick and I were talking about this before you came out here, and I tried to explain it. And everyone's laughing at me here. But, you know, baseball is concerned about the demographic, about people watching the All-Star game. So I said, all right, let's divide up the players by age. So we'll make players 26 and younger, and we'll give a team of 25 players. Allie, come on, Carmen, right, Ben, like these folks right here. And then we'll have a team 27 and older, such as you. And we'll make a game where you get to pitch against one of your favorite guys, Bryce Harper. And late in the game.
What is that supposed to mean?
No, you get him out once.
No, I get it.
So, here the game's on the line, and it's someone older against a younger team, and that's the demographic, and that would be the All-Star game. What do you think?
I think it's interesting. I think that... first off, we spoke about this earlier, that I think it's kind of weird that I'm still a rookie, I feel like, and I'm on an older team, so that's kind of weird to me, but, it is what it is. But whatever we got to do for the fans to keep the fans in it, they're here supporting us every day, so, that's what it's all about, is to give back, and, so if that makes it interesting, let's do it.
Yeah, I like it, and I think we want to make it interesting for the fans. And that's the whole thing, because the game is sort of mundane now. People take off and they're flying away, before the end of the game. All right, so you got good reaction, right?
That's right. I agree.
This is a good reaction. All right. Hunter Pence is back. How's that in the clubhouse?
Oh, it's tremendous. Obviously we need him. We need his at-bats and, him in the field. And, obviously you're not going to, you can't mimic a guy like that. His presence in the clubhouse is just top notch, and he's one of the most positive guys I've ever met. So it's good to have him around.
Yeah. What does his energy mean to this club? Because this has been a little bit of a grind since the All-Star break. So in addition to his skill on the field, what about you talk about his presence? That energy, is that something you're looking to get from Hunter?
For sure. I don't think when you think of Hunter Pence, that's what you get. It doesn't matter. If we've lost 11 or however many we've lost. I don't even know, but. He's in there every day. He's ready to go, and just in positive vibes for sure.
Okay.
Have you gotten to talk to Eduardo Nunez at all?
I just met him yesterday. Yeah, I just said hello and things like that. So I haven't really seen him that much yet.
Isn't it funny how baseball works? You're in Minneapolis and get on a plane, get off in San Francisco at 6:15. Brett will pick you up at the airport, bring you to the ballpark, get a uniform on, and by the way, at about 10:30, get up there with the bases loaded and try to win the game for us.
Yeah, that's tough, right? I agree. I agree. That's a tough situation.
Yeah, but we'll probably see more of him. How do you like this race? And you've been down this road before. You've been in the World Series. You know what it's all about. And here we are in August, 59 to go. And as I said, I always preach to you guys in the bullpen corner there, about my philosophy of baseball. Here it is, the race to the finish.
This is what it's all about. This is crunch time. So, we got to strap it on and just take it day by day and go out there and have fun with it.
What do you think of the Reds and how the ballpark played? My goodness, all the home runs that were hit here. When the weather is nice, it's a different kind of park.
Right, that's unusual for sure. We normally don't see that many home runs, but, it's part of the game. So, we just kind of go out there and continue to have fun and just go at them.
Yeah.
Bruce Bochy spoke with you guys last night before the game, and I don't expect you to give all the details of what goes on behind closed doors, but can you kind of give us a vibe of what he was talking about and his theme?
Yeah, I think that it goes to saying, this don't panic. We're mm-hmm. still in first place. Granted, we've lost a lot of games lately, but we're still in first place, so mm-hmm. take it that way and try to build off of that. Don't panic. And we've been in this situation before, so it's nothing new to us. We thrive off of it, so just go out there and compete.
105 first pitch today. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you got Jake Peavy on the hill. I always like this guy. I always love to hear his stories. Look, I grew up in Brooklyn, and if I saw a squirrel, it was a big deal. You know that. So, but he talks the hunting stuff. I love to hear the stories.
My kind of guy.
And
oh,
you met Rick through hunting, did you not?
I did, yeah.
Tell us the story, where you were and how that happened.
Well, we met him through – I got a hunting company as well with other guys.
And wow.
So, we kind of linked up through that, and I actually went on a whitetail deer hunt this past year with Rick and Illinois is for a charity event as well. So just kind of just going through it like that. And, it's kind of the same as baseball. It's a big family. It's just the industry is a big family.
Can you take me on one of these things one time?
Yeah, Marty, if you're willing to sit in the cold, I'm more than happy to take you.
Sit in where?
Well, sitting in a deer stand, Marty, where you got to get up there and you got to brave the elements because the deer move around.
You have TV
when it's raining and it's cold. When it's hot, they lay down.
Yeah,
am I lying?
No TV.
No.
Baseball on the radio, Marty. It's all about listening to the deer kind of just work their way through the forest.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're alone doing this?
For sure. That's the best part about it.
What's the most exotic animal you've hunted here in America? Have you gone after a raccoon? Have you hunted?
I've got plenty of raccoons. Okay. I mean, I think the most interesting one is just elk hunt. I love elk hunt.
Yep.
You know, because you're packing out, you know, and riding horses for miles and miles and being out there for 2 weeks freezing to death, but it's still just enjoying nature.
Can you give us an elk call here without your tool coming? Right?
That's pretty good. I'll let you handle that.
Okay. Well, yeah, Marty, that's what you do. You do an elk call. So, and you got these little instruments, and you call them in to mate or whatever, and then you take them down.
Boy. All right. I'm going.
Just come. Yeah, come do it with me.
I'm good. You know, that sounds like the elk hunt may be better than the deer hunt.
At least you can move around a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree.
You can talk. You know, you're making some noise. All right, it's a pleasure to have you out here. You've always been really a breath of fresh air coming up to the big leagues, and you've always stood up at the locker and answered every question.
Thank
and
you,
it shows a real quality as a man.
Thank you.
And this is the second part of you, really. And this is no surprise that you would get involved with Shutdown Cancer, batting practice for a real good fundraiser for a good friend. But not only this gift of love that you do for Rick Caron, but it goes to so many other people. And to take the time to do that in the midst of this season and all the 40,000 watching and here comes Hunter Strickland in and all that stuff. But to be a man, to be able to do this, I commend you for it.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate that.
Yeah, very good. Pat?
Great. And one final note for Hunter Strickland here is with Bryce Harper in town, speaking of big game hunting, how fun would that be to get a piece of him today?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got to get out to whoever I'm facing. I'm ready.
Attaboy. I like it.
All right. On Instagram, it's Hunter_Strickland60.
Correct.
And on Twitter, it's @HStrickland60. So we will tweet this out, and you will as well. And we'll tweet that link out for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's hear it for Hunter Strickland.
Yeah. Thanks for your patience. We enjoyed that. That was cool.
I like this guy.
Yeah, good guy.
This is very good. I'm going to go in one of these elk hunts.
I'm telling you, Marty, you may get buck fever. You may never be the same. You think you get first pitch fever? Buck fever, baby. It's real.
It is real.
All right. Do you use a gun? Is that it?
Big old use a gun or a bow, whatever.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take
it. Well, we'll give Marty a buck knife and get him out there.
Good luck. I'll make sure I have that on video.
All right, Hunter, thanks. So let's hear it for Hunter Strickland.
Thank you, man.
That was great.
All right, it's great to have him out here. What a pleasure. All right, more coming up. KMPR 680, the Sports Leader.